The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Soa
and Baba Yakubu.
In the headlines, talented by election tomorrow, AMA rules out possibility of resettling people displaced by demolition. U.S. vows to support Nigeria to fight Boko Haram following recent attacks in that country. Women worst hit by controversial welfare reforms in the UK. And in football, U.S. wins Women's World Cup for the third time. About 39,500 eligible voters are expected to vote in 34 polling stations in the talented constituency tomorrow. Reports from the region indicate leaders of parties contesting the seat addressed crowds of party faithful at rallies to round off their campaigns. Addressing a well-attended rally at Tongo to introduce BT Baba, President Mahama said what is critical is a huge voter turnout for an impressive margin. President Mahama, who predicted victory for BT Baba, said the talented by-election is a dress rehearsal for NDC victory in 2016. National executives of the ruling NDC and a number of government officials were present at the rally. The people of Talensi go to the polls tomorrow to elect a parliamentary candidate. The seat became vacant when the sitting MPP MP Robert Mozori was in scheme chief of Tongo. Pascaline Adadevo reports that though most political parties have their rallies concurrently in Talensi with a large number of enthusiastic supporters, security was adequately provided.
Be described as a mammoth rally as the Tongo Roman Catholic Park was filled to capacity. The supporters were enthusiastic, displaying party paraphernalia and chanting popular party tunes. The NDC occupied the Talensi parliamentary seat from 1992 until 2012 when the opposition MPP won that seat. General Secretary Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, National Chairman Kofi Potosi, Deputy General Secretary Kofi Adams, and former MP of Talensi John Tia Kologo took turns to address the large gathering soliciting support for their candidate BT Baba. Leader of the NDC, President John Mahama, had the onerous responsibility of introducing BT Baba to the people. He did it in a special way.
So if you vote for BT Baba, you're voting for a better Talensi.
President Mahama said the hallmark of the NDC is bringing development to the people. He advised the supporters not to be swayed by the material gifts being given to them by some political parties, but vote based on precision and track record.
You know how many votes I'm expecting from you to show that you endorse BT Baba and NDC? I'm looking for 20,000 votes on Tuesday. It is important because this is a dress rehearsal for 2016. We need to send a strong signal about what is going to happen in 2016 in Ghana. And I want to assure you, by the grace of God, NDC will win 2016 one touch. My brothers and sisters, it is about developing the country. If you take away NDC government, there would have been nothing here. And so it's not about coming to give you second-hand clothes. It's not about coming to give you mattresses. It's not about coming to share money to you. It is about who is going to develop Talensi.
He said development in Talensi is a priority of government.
We had a few problems with electricity, but we are not the kind of party who like to deceive people. I sent the Minister of Power here, and he came and met the communities that are yet to be connected to the grid. And he assured you that within the next 6 months, we will bring all these communities onto the grid. With regards to those who don't have water yet, we have brought the borehole drilling machine. It has drilled some boreholes already, and it's going to stay here until it has finished the borehole drilling in all the communities that are waiting for water. And so development is our flagship, and we will work with BT Baba as your representative to make sure that we bring development to Talensi.
The 67-year-old BT Baba is a retired prison officer and a former chairman of the Ghana Olympics Committee. From the Upper East region, Pascaline Adadevu for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, says victory in the Talensi by-election for the NPP will be the best signal to the world that the party is on the move back to the Jubilee House in 2017. Nana Akufo-Addo assured the people of Talensi and Ghanaians that the NPP is coming back to power because the party has a plan for the development of all sectors of the country. This plan, he explained, is one that is going to bring jobs for the teeming masses of unemployed Ghanaian youth, improve the country's agriculture, which will in turn strengthen Ghanaian farmers and also develop Ghana's industrial potential. In the estimation of Nana Akufo-Addo, Ghana, a country rich in human and natural resources, has her citizens been poor because of poor leadership. Nana Akufo-Addo made this known when he addressed a mammoth rally at Winkogo in the Talensi constituency, signifying the end of official campaigning for all political parties ahead of the tomorrow by-election. Nana Addo noted that when Ghana gets good leadership, as was seen in President Kufuor's time, the people can see what it does in improving the economy and standards of living of the people.
The third reason why I'm asking you, all humanity, to vote Ghana is that if on Tuesday the message goes out to the people of Ghana that NPP will retain the Talensi seat, it will be the best signal to the world that indeed the elephant is on the move. The elephant is on the move. The elephant is on the move. And that, God willing, 2016, the elephant will be back in Jubilee House. Why is the elephant coming back to power? We're coming back to power because we have a plan and a program for the development of our nation, all sections of our nation. A plan and a program that is going to bring jobs back to the young people of our country, that is going to improve our agriculture and strengthen our farmers, that is going to develop the industrial potential of our nation. That is the plan that we have to transform the lives of the people of Ghana and bring prosperity and progress to the Ghanaian people. Our program is not about propaganda, it's not about lies, and it's not about stealing, and it is not about mismanagement of the affairs of the people of this country. We are for progress and for development and for improving the lives of the people of Ghana.
That was the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo.
8 out of 9 political parties have so far been captured on the ballot papers meant for tomorrow's by-election in the Talensi constituency of the Upper East region. While the incumbent NPP hopes to retain the seat, other contesting parties have resolved to pull a surprise by wresting power from the incumbent. In the face of the fierce impending battle, what has been the significance of the position they occupy on the ballot paper? That is, does the position they occupy on the ballot sheet have any bearing on the voting pattern? Correspondent Isaac Esari caught up with some of the parliamentary candidates who give their personal and scientific interpretation on the position they occupy on the ballot sheet. First, Mr. Benson Tongo Baba of the NDC.
These are the days that people were not enlightened, but now people are enlightened. They know that they have the symbol of the party. They know the face DT Baba. So either of them, if they complain, will win. Let me remind you also that the position 4 is a unique one. Why is it so unique? President Mills won the elections when he was on ballot number 1. President Mahama, ballot number 3. 1 + 3 equals what? 4. So with this equation, it means that we are on the road to victory. Indeed, I pray that God should give me the victory number. And that was what God chose for me. So I know that we are going to win. They will not make that mistake. The education has gone throughout. Number 1 has no chance. 2 has no chance. 3 has no chance. 4 is the winning candidate. So all Talensians should vote for candidate number 4, who is DT Baba.
The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, said his party's position, which is number 5 on the ballot sheet, signifies complete victory. He gave his own interpretation.
We have no doubt that our candidate will win. were at the close of nominations. Out of the 9 political parties that picked nomination forms, 8 had submitted their intentions to contest. And we were fortunate to be number 5 on the ballot. Number 5, by every stretch of imagination, represent a number for balance. Balance because the number 2 represents the female gender, and the number 3 represents the male gender. You can cross-check this on the internet. And when you put the two together, there is balance in humanity, there is balance in marriage, there is balance in procreation, and above all, it brings about unity of purpose. That position for us is to bring about the balance in the inadequate development that has occurred in Talency under the NDC and MPP watch. The MPP have been represented, the NDC have been represented. And this balance is coming through the PNC, and that is why we're fortunate to pick number 5. We were the last to pick the ballot, and we picked number 5, and I think that it is important to drum home this significant thing. Remember also that we are in the month of Ramadan, and the elections are going to take place in the month of Ramadan. And Ramadan, you know that our Muslim brothers and sisters will pray 5 times in the day. So to pick the number 5 represents a huge Islamic and religious significance, that this is the number that God himself wants and has ordained. And so for our Muslim brothers and sisters who go to pray 5 times a day, they do know that this number 5 is a great thing for us. Even in our Bible, the number 5 represents great hopes and great aspiration. And so that is why when I was walking to go and pick the ballot, I told them that I'm going to pick number 5. And true and behold, we pick number 5. Our incoming national organizer, Desmond Intu, had predicted even before we started to pick the ballots that we're going to pick number 5. And true, we went and picked number 5. So it was the number we wanted desperately, and it is the number God has given to us.
Occupying the last position on the ballot sheet is the NPP parliamentary candidate Thomas Person Wuni. For him, numbers are of no significance when it comes to elections, though it sometimes gives easy reference as to who to vote for.
Point is, numbers or position do not signify anything per se. The only thing sometimes that your position could influence is when it is positioned in such a way that they will be easily referenced so that the voter doesn't start checking amongst people to find it. And sometimes the position that you are placed, there were some people who had votes that were not meant for them. So if they were trying to thumbprint somebody in the middle and they were not finding it. So sometimes, yes, you are positioned, right? The significance is not that much, but coming from where we come from, where referencing can be a problem, it is easier to say you are down there or you are on top there. And people don't waste time searching through a list of 8 people to thumbprint you. Application. If anybody interprets numbers to suit whatever he wants to be, so be it. Me, I don't interpret number to mean anything. If I am down there, it makes for easy reference. And you remember, when we're trying to educate our voters in 2000, we used our sale slogan, and people, it was easy for them to see. So if I am down there, I'm not in contention with anybody. So I just refer you, look to the bottom and thumbprint me. It will give me an edge, though. Having said that, if anybody thinks that numbers would have their unique things, those are for the spiritualists to say. So if they have consulted their spirits and they have told them their numbers mean A or B, so be it. But I'm just being pragmatic in the way I do my things. So number 8 is the last number, and it is easy to reference. So go, just take the paper, look down there, and comprint, as simple as that.
NPP parliamentary candidate Thomas Person Wuni.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. Talency by election tomorrow. AMA rules out possibility of resettling people displaced by demolition. US vows to support Nigeria to fight Boko Haram following recent attacks in that country. Women worst hit by controversial welfare reforms in the UK. And in football, U.S. wins Women's World Cup for the third time. Do stay tuned.
Welcome back. The chief executive of the AMA, Alfredo Covandapoy, has ruled out the possibility of the assembly resettling people displaced by its demolitions. Mr. Vanderpoy told Radio Ghana that the AMA does not owe such people any resettlement because they occupied those areas illegally. Speaking to Radio Ghana after its latest demolition at Adedinpo, where about 70 structures were pulled down, Mr. Vanderpoy said the assembly will not rest on its oars until all illegal structures are cleared of waterways. He spoke to Bubu Klinugu.
It went very well. Yesterday we worked at Galloway towards the back of the Cantamanto market. And today we had to cross over to go to the Palladium Adinpo side, which is the southern part of Palladium, and cleared all the structures that are in the lagoon coming from the Kole Lagoon Restoration Project, the CLEP. There were structures that were standing on the sawdust that have filled the Kole Lagoon. What used to be Sodom and Gomorrah were all standing in the Kole Lagoon. So we had to finish that part of the demolition today and extended it into Adinpo because it had built all the way into the Adinpo community.
Should we take it that that is the end of the demolition, so we still have other places to go?
So far as the demolition is concerned, we have done extensively in the what we call the Sodom and Gomorrah area, clearing all of it, and then into the Adinpo area. So in that area, I would say that about 80% of the work has been complete in that area. We'll begin the dredging and then also the silting to open the waterways. And then there are some other areas in town that we have to consider to open the drains and open the water channels. So we will consider that also for next week and the weeks to come.
One major concern that has come up was the manner of the demolitions. People say you should have added some human face to it. I think that issue is well addressed now.
Look, there has been an extensive human face that has been added to the demolition. The fact that we have written and given warnings and dialogue and negotiated with all of these structures that have been built in waterways.
AMA Chief Executive Alfredo Covandapoy talking to Bubu Klinugu.
The Ladadekwatopon Municipal Assembly, LADMA, will by the close of this month demolish structures placed on waterways as well as those in filthy environments. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Edivision, the Municipal Chief Executive for LADMA, Rita Odelesowa, said owners of structures that have been marked FW should remove them before the assembly move to demolish them. Madam Sowa stated that residents have been given enough notice to relocate. She stressed that the exercise is long overdue.
We've created awareness, and I always say when you see FW, that is final warning. We have served them notices already. We have warned them. So the final warning, it can be a day before the exercise. We'll come and remind you that tomorrow we are coming. We give final warning for sometimes about 3 months, 4 months. And so the day we are coming, no mercy. And so I want to assure the people of La, especially those around the Peshi area, the Africa Lake area, Panwine Junction, they have created a mess and it looks so filthy for the municipality. When it rains, places get flooded. I'm appealing to them that the laws of the assembly are coming and the bulldozers are also coming. They should clear their materials or their structures from the waterways so that when we come, we will not have issues with them.
Madam Sowa said the assembly will no longer relent in enforcing sanitation bylaws. She announced that the assembly will block principal roads in the area on the next sanitation day to get more people involved in the exercise.
Turn up for this if sanitation has been very encouraging. What is the secret?
The magic is education. Sensitization. We just started this one, blocking some of the roads to see how it will go. The next cleanup exercise, we are going to block all entries into La.
You have the Ladadekwatopon Municipal Chief Executive, Rita Odelesowa, talking to Edith Eshen.
The appointment of Mrs. Charlotte Ose as chairperson of the EC is still dominating media discussions. On our current affairs program, Talking Point, we discussed her appointment and the electoral process. Panelists were of the view that it's a good thing a woman has been appointed to such a sensitive position. Dr. Franklin Odro of CDD Ghana and Sam Agote were, however, divided as to whether the upcoming Talenti by-election and the district-level elections will be enough basis to judge her competence. They nevertheless agreed that in order for her to succeed, she needs to work with the political parties and carry through reforms proposed after the 2012 presidential election petition at the Supreme Court. Mr. Agbute believes in order to assess her readiness to handle next year's general elections, the talented by-election and the district-level election should be the yardstick for judging her.
Personally, I don't think it would be fair for us to judge her with the outcome of the talented election, because virtually she may not be involved in it. There are other commissioners who have started this process, and I am thinking aloud that they have been in charge, and then they should be in charge. At least she needs a few days to settle in that big shoe, in that big suit. So, fine. But the first test of her assumption and if you need a district level election that is coming, we'll see how she's going to organize that. We'll see how she's going to put in processes that this time around will fit into the expectation of Ghanaian. We would like to see a smooth running. We have seen a record of scattered district assembly for almost two consecutive period, and that is not good for us. The last one was virtually done on third basis, similar to the Dumso we are experiencing. The last one has hit the rock by Supreme Court virtually canceling the whole process. So this time around, we would like to see a very smooth election, devoid of any acrimony, any court issue, and so on. So that would be the first test, and I pray that she lives up to that expectation.
Dr. Franklin Odro, however, disagrees.
As a new person, there's a need for her to do some kind of assessment as to the state of our electoral process in Ghana and also the state of the institution itself. Thankfully, some of these exercises have been done before she took over. And therefore, I think one of the things that she has to do is to take a look at that report and the recommendations that have been made and to begin to work with the Electoral Commission as to what are those recommendations that are feasible that can be undertaken the short term, medium term, and the long term. Obviously, not all of them can be taken within 1 year prior to 2016. And I think it is important that whatever reforms that she begins or going to take will be to how do we restore trust and credibility into the work of the Electoral Commission.
Dr. Franklin, Deputy Director and Head of Research at CDD Ghana. Earlier, you heard Executive Director of the Integrated Development and Empowerment Center, IDEC Ghana, Samuel Agbute. The program was hosted by Cyril Akolate, a retired broadcaster as part of GBC's 80th anniversary.
The Justice for All program says it is collating a proposal to be placed before the Chief Justice intended to include minor offenders with outrageous sentences in the Justice for All program. Jonathan Osaiwusu, who speaks for the prisoner advocates, told Radio Ghana they foresee the move will contribute significantly to decongestion in the country's prisons.
We consider preparing a paper to the Chief Justice who perhaps include convicted criminals who probably had committed minor cases like misdemeanors, etc., etc. Previously, we did not have what we call sentencing guidelines. So somebody could have stolen a goat, but the judge in Accra may have sentenced him to 10 years in prison. Another person in Wa stole a chicken, and then they sentenced the person to 20 years. But now that we have sentencing guidelines, people have already been sentenced. The question is, what do we do? They would have loved to go on an appeal, but they don't have the money. So while we are continuing with the remand prisoner issue with Justice for All, we are also trying to get a proposal of patch thanks to the Chief Justice so that we can look at people who probably have been convicted on minor offenses but had their sentences so outrageous. I mean, the number so huge.
I'd like to ask if you ever thought of including issues such as calling or renaming some of our prisons as correctional centers, as is done elsewhere, so that people understand that they are not going to prison, but they are going there to reform, as in correction, to correct them. And also, whether you've thought of including people with minor offenses, for example, can go and clean the streets. I mean, there should be a way to monitor them instead of them keeping them there and asking them to taxpayers' money paying for them. They can go clean the streets and help, you know, with other menial jobs that people would not like to often associate themselves with. So that would correct them, or in a way, it's a punishment to them at the same time, contributing to productivity.
Yeah, I agree with you perfectly. And as we are talking now, there is a proposal being prepared by the Attorney General's Department to the Chief Justice and the Judicial Council and other stakeholders to include non-custodial sentence in our sentencing policy. And so it is, to the best of my knowledge, it is in an advanced stage. So if that is done, then we will be able to have people who will be asked to go and do communal labor, like you said, and then clean the street. We can even use some of them for the National Sanitation Day.
Jonathan Osei-Wusu with the Justice for All program talking to Rebecca Epe.
And in foreign news, the U.S. has promised to support Nigeria after a series of deadly attacks by Boko Haram. State Department spokesperson John Kirby in a statement said those responsible must face justice.
Women are worse hit by controversial welfare reforms brought in by the U.K. government. A report by Hollywood's Welfare Reform Committee said the cut in benefits had a disproportionate impact on women. The report made a number of recommendations to the UK and Scottish governments to mitigate the effects.
Princess Charlotte, the daughter of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, has been christened at a church service in Norfolk. The ceremony was held in private, but crowds who had gathered outside the church were able to catch a glimpse of the royal couple with their children. It is the first time all four have been seen together in public.
And the United States have thrashed Japan to win their third Women's World Cup title in a repeat of the 2011 final, which Japan won on penalties. The Nadeshiko could not live with their stronger and quicker opponents, who went 4-0 up with Khalil Lloyd scoring an incredible 13-minute hat-trick. The 2011 winners retaliated thanks to a Yuki Ogimi strike and a Julie Johnson own goal, but Tobin had made it 5-2 before 60 minutes had elapsed. Despite further pressure, the U.S. side held on. CAF President Issa Hayatou, standing in for FIFA President Sepp Blatter, presented the trophy to the USA. To end the news, the main points again. About 39,500 eligible voters are expected to vote in 34 polling stations in the Tarente constituency tomorrow. 8 of 9 political parties have so far been captured on the ballot papers. The AMA has demolished more illegal stations at Adedempo near Timber Market in Accra, where about 70 pulled down. Chief Executive of the Assembly, Alfred Vanderpoel, has ruled out any possibility of the Assembly people displaced by its demolition, saying they occupy the place illegally. And the U.S. has promised to support Nigeria after deadly attacks by Boko Haram. State Department spokesperson in a statement said those responsible must face justice. The news was presented by Baba Yakubu
and Mercy Soa in Accra.